producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Amber, who has a two-year-old and a husband who's been clean and sober for 8 years. So why did he start drinking on Sunday? Do you have any idea, Amber?
I actually said he hasn't had a drink in about 3 months, and he started drinking like about 2 weeks ago again.
Do we know why?
I don't know. We had a date night, so it was fine. And then on the way home from the date night, he stopped at the liquor store and got, alcoholic beverages or whatever. And every night since then, for the last 2 weeks, pretty much every night, like, he's had alcohol, been drinking around our kid. And I told him 3 months ago in an email that if I didn't want to see him or be around him or have our kid around him when he drinks at all, ever, and have to do, I just need some help.
What were you in the car when he stopped at the liquor store?
Yes.
So how come we didn't deal with it at that moment?
Liquor store, whatever, and...
No. It's not that we stopped at a liquor store, whatever. Why are two people who are in recovery ever getting anywhere near a liquor store, let alone stopping in a liquor store?
Because he was driving, and I don't want to sound like his mom.
Well, but I mean, you're going to have to sound like his mom either before the liquor store or after the liquor store. Why wouldn't you do it as a preemptive kind of thing of saying, hey, we just had a great... Did the date night go well? Or did the two of you have a fight?
Yes, it did. It went great. Stop.
But Amber, explain to me why it makes some sense to have not said, hey, look, let's not do this.
We stopped at the liquor store. I don't know.
Amber, my dear, stop. That's where you have to start, because everything from that, once you stopped at the liquor store, you were in the car, you essentially gave him tacit support to start drinking. You did. The only reason to stop at liquor stores is to buy liquor. Therefore, when he stopped at the liquor store after the date night, when you were in the car and you didn't say anything, basically you were saying, it's okay. And then to then say at some point later, you're drinking, I can't believe you're drinking, you said you wouldn't drink, you're drinking around our kid. I mean, why wouldn't you say something about, I mean, why would you go to the liquor store? That's where it should have started. And that's where you have to start. In terms of his behavior, I mean, it's clear that he felt that he had your permission, because he did have your permission. You basically, the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. You said, I don't want you drinking around my kid. You know, that if you're going to buy 7-Up or, God forbid, Mountain Dew, you can do that at the grocery store. You don't need to do that at the liquor store. The only reason to go to a liquor store is buy liquor. Even Slim Jims they have at Duane Reade. So the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. So once he went to the liquor store and you didn't say anything, you were already in the soup.
Okay,
so you need to go back and figure that out. And then you need to sit with him and say, look, I love you. You know, I know how much you love me, but this isn't workable. I should have said something when you went to the liquor store. Once you bought the liquor, basically when I sat in the store or came home and had sex with you or whatever, that was the test, and you failed it. Which doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means you got to go back and figure out why you did that and fix that, because that's where it all started.
Because I don't want to sound like his mom. Why are you at the liquor store,
Amber? Why is it? Why? No, the issue is not why in the liquor store. We know why in the liquor store, to buy liquor. Why is it any more sounding like his mom to say, we're not going to stop at a liquor store, we've just had a great night, let's go home and have great sex, than to say, you can't drink liquor around me or our child? Why is one okay and the other not? Amber, you're kidding yourself. You need to go back and do the work and figure out why you did that. And hopefully the answer isn't that you've been drinking as well, because that creates its own problem. But at that moment, when you went to the liquor store, sat in the car, didn't say anything, that started this whole process. Because you gave him permission.
Well,
so you need to go and look at that.
Anything?
Pardon me?
Even though, like, I didn't say anything?
Amber, you're a grown-up human being. Don't look, you can fool all sorts of people, maybe yourself. It's not going to work on me. You need to go and do the work. Figure out why you decided at that moment not to say anything, because that's where it all started. You gave him permission to do it by not saying anything.
I don't have a reason for not saying anything. He went.
You're gonna, yeah, no, Amber, you do. You do. You're going to have to go figure it out. Got some homework to do, kiddo. And it's much easier to make it his problem, and he's a bad guy, and it's my kid, and he, you know, that at this moment, this is right at your feet, and you got to figure it out. In the same way, he has to figure out why he starts drinking. You got to figure out why you basically enabled him to start drinking. You were in the car with him when he stopped at the liquor store, and you didn't say anything. That's what you need to figure out. And when you figure it out and you need some help with it, you can call me back. But you can't say I didn't want to be his mom. You can't say I didn't say anything. You do the work. Do the work. In the same way he's got to do the work, so do you, Sugar Plum. It's not like, you know, I'm going to let some one person just kind of shine it on and the other person not. You got to take responsibility for that. And to figure out the responsibility, you got to figure out why you did what you did. 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay, let's do one more of the stupid Christmas things. And then when we come back, how about... Yeah, you can tell. It was never my favorite topic to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, but I was certainly less. I was not my most gracious self, but I did it. So, all right, finish it up, and then we'll do movies coming up, because I know we didn't get to them yesterday because we had so many phone calls.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I'm trying to find some of the really good.
Find something, since this was your topic, your idea.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? This person, we posted this before Veterans Day, and Marissa says, "What about Remembrance Day? I think we should all acknowledge those who fought for us before hanging up the tinsel. I think it's disrespectful otherwise. What do you think about that?"
Well, I'm not sure it's either or.
I don't
think
so either.
We did, yeah. I mean, I think that that's what we call a straw dog.
Right.
You know, we'll
right.
erect something that is kind of irrelevant and then knock it down. Nah, I don't think tinsel has anything to do with Remembrance.
Sally says, "My late aunt and uncle left their tree in their living room that they never used except at Christmas. They just put a sheet over it," she says.
She says, that's a housekeeper that sounds like my mom.
Yeah, she says that way they never have to put it up or take it down. Too funny.
Well, I mean, I at one point sort of had, because, you know, it really is tough for me. First of all, cutting down a tree is you know, it just somehow, I have to work so hard to make them live that to kill them just
right,
doesn't work very well
in the first place,
and they make a mess, and they're fire hazards and whatever. So I've sometimes decked my ficus with white lights, and then every once in a while I'll think, well, gee, that looks really great, so I'll leave it up. So
perfect.
I do take the Santa Claus away. I do. I had this wonderful Santa Claus. I don't even know where I got it.
Really?
It's like one of these Victorian Santa Clauses. And you know, I sort of like it enough. I actually used to have it out all year round just because I liked it. But when I moved, somehow I got that and the I have a witch for Halloween.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have one of everything ever invented.
You do have a lot of.
I do have a lot of stuff.
Just neat stuff.
I do, you know, and it's kind of cool things that people will sort of, like, my apartment's kind of that place where you kind of wander around a corner and there's something kind of cool that pops up.
Yeah, it's like a museum almost or something, right?
Well, hopefully not, but there are all sorts of, like, little goodies here. And every once in a while someone will say, "Who's your decorator?" And I think, how can anybody possibly come up with this combination of things? Because everything in my apartment has some meaning to me. But, like, I have a fake Andy Warhol. The guy's name is actually Andy Kaufman. That is, you know, Andy Warhol does the like Campbell soup. This is dollar bills of George Washington with different colors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah, acrylic, and it's called cash flow. So, you know, and it turns out I knew the guy. So I have that right next to my computer because it seems appropriate. I mean, you know, and I have a 300-year-old grandfather clock. I mean, I have things that mean something to me. I don't know how a decorator would do that for you, but what can I tell you? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll tell you about movies, unless there's something, that, unless we get a call that's more important. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Shane, you didn't send the thing through yet, so I don't know what. There it goes. Okay, there we go.
Yep, just
our computer just burped a little
there
bit.
There you go.
All right, here, play it again. Play the intro again. Okay, never mind. Oh, there we go. All right. I've decided not to do movies. Kidding, I'm going to. All right, here we go.
Nice.
Got a bunch of movies opening. Now, remembering that this is the time of year where the awards movies come out, all right? And I was just telling Shane, one of the cool things, if you review movies, which of course I do, is that you get invited to all these kind of things, like they're having a cocktail party for The Theory of Everything with Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones, which is, it's just a blatant attempt to sort of get you to know more about them and to feel like you know the people better. But they really are fun. I got to meet father and son director and writer for Gravity last year, and that was really fun. I mean, it does give you a different, I mean, I think Gravity was already a great flick, but all right, Theory of Everything. This is the, I mean, in theory, it's a story about Stephen Hawking. Realistically, it's a look at the relationship between Stephen Hawking and his wife. It's based on her book. His name, I think, was Jane. Yeah. So if you're into the love story, you're probably going to be a lot happier than if you're really trying to find out about Stephen Hawking's. Eddie Redmayne is a terrific actor, and he's wonderful in this. And as I said, when I saw it originally, the person I saw it with was really disappointed because it said, well, I liked A Beautiful Mind better. And I said, well, that schizophrenia is a much more interesting behavioral trait than ALS. Watching somebody deteriorate, their muscles deteriorate into a wheelchair and not being able to speak is not as entertaining, terrible word, as watching somebody who is schizophrenic, who's hearing voices and has all this energy and whatever. So, I mean, I don't think we really want to have a competition between various mental or physical deteriorations. But I like this. I thought the performances were good. I mean, I think about a guy for half the movie who can, you know, is basically wheelchair bound and has to use an artificial voice to be able to be an actor. So it's an interesting story. And as I said, I saw it the same day that I saw Interstellar, and it's dealing with the same theories, the same wormholes and black holes and whatever, completely different approaches to it. But, you know, and the love story is quite compelling. I think you'll like it. Foxcatcher is a very interesting movie that stars Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, and Vanessa Redgrave. Vanessa Redgrave doesn't have much to do in this one, but she comes on, does her thing, steals the movie, and goes away. this is based on a true story. Mark Schultz formed a relationship with his sponsor, multimillionaire John DuPont, and they trained for the 1988 games in Seoul. And this is Steve Carell is nearly unrecognizable in this. I'm sure he's going to be nominated. Channing Tatum is wonderful in this, as Mark Ruffalo. It's a chilling story. It's not, you know, my guess is it's not going to do a huge amount of business just because of the subject matter, but it is a very unsettling story and is really some terrific performances. Lamentably, the movie that will probably be number one this week, which they did not screen for me, what a surprise, is Dumb and Number Two. This is Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels. John, who was my producer before, could hardly wait for this one. Good luck on this one. The fact that they wouldn't show it to me probably means you're on your own on this. It'll probably be the number one movie of over the week, which is really upsetting because there's some really quality movies coming out that no one's going to see. The Homesman is Tommy Lee Jones in his directorial debut. He also stars and wrote this. Hilary Swank is in it. Grace Goomer, who is as I'm sure you know, Meryl Streep's daughter. And actually, Meryl Streep has a cameo in this one. What can I tell you? This is a story of Hillary Swank is supposed to be this homely woman, which she's actually not, who is very wealthy and tries to convince men to marry her, and she can't do it. John Lithgow is the preacher in town. We've got three women who've lost their marbles. No explanation about why that happens. And somebody needs to take them home to St. Louis, back to their families. And Hillary decides to do it and runs into Tommy Lee, and she basically convinces him to come with her. I think Tommy, when Tommy is acting, he's great. You know, as this moves awfully, awfully slowly. It's a little over 2 hours. I think he's a very talented actor. As a director and writer, I think he's a very talented actor. So Hillary is great in this one. And will very likely receive a nomination for a lot of reasons, not to mention she's good in this, but also because there aren't a whole lot of women who are... I mean, this is a good year for men, and there aren't a whole lot of women's parts, which is irritating. Bad Turns Worse. Bad Turn Worse. Terrible title. This is actually a very interesting movie, which people are probably not going to see. But this reminds me of early Coen brothers. It's Simon Hawkins and Zeke Hawkins, which are brothers. It stars people that I'd never heard of before. Mackenzie Davis, Logan Huffman, Jeremy Allen White, William Devane is the only person I heard it from. Three Texas teens hope to make a break for it and escape their dead-end existence in a cotton mill town, but get sucked into the seedy underbelly of organized crime when one of them steals from the wrong man. This is a very... there's a lot of swearing in it. But there is, and it's very violent, but there is something oddly compelling about this movie. I was surprised that I thought it was, as I said, it looks like early Farley Brothers to me. So, pick of the week. I'd probably pick The Theory of Everything. I think it's kind of a toss-up between Theory of Everything and Foxcatcher, both of which are very good movies. As I said, I also liked... Bad Turn Worse, but that one's a much tougher sell to everybody. So I think you'll be happy with either of those. The number one movie will be Dumb and Dumber, which is really alarming and upsetting. But what can I tell you? Never underestimate, right, stupid movies and their ability. Yeah. Well, but any time that they won't let me see it, I mean, that gives you some idea that we are in serious jeopardy
right,
here.
Right.
And, I mean, they refer to these movies as critic-proof, which means they don't care what we say. And you know, I mean, people are either going to go see it or not see it. And I mean, you know who you are, and you don't have to be embarrassed, although you probably should be, but you know, you'll see whatever movies you want. More information at drjoy.com. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I guess I have cold feet. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I guess my question to you is, how do I discuss this with her without terrifying her, you know?
Fair enough. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 34. She's 25.
Have you been married before?
Neither of us. No, ma'am. That's
how long have you known her?
4 years.
Okay. What is it that scares you the most when you think about this?
What scares me the most?
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination of things. I know we'll make it quick, but she don't really work, and I kind of work for myself and can't really get her to help me. I pay for school, and she didn't attend this past week, and I didn't like that very much. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, car repair, the dishes and all. And
okay, when are you planning to get married?
This summer, July.
Okay, I would do at this moment is sit her down. I would not say the word cold feet, because then you will have the word ex-fiance. However, I would say, you know, darling, as this has been really fun. We met each other. We started dating when you were a baby. I was 30, you were 21, which is a huge difference.
Right.
And I sort of feel like I was the daddy figure in your life. But it occurs to me, as we go forward together, you don't want to be the little girl. I don't want to be the daddy. And so let's talk about these areas that I think are really important and see where you are on them. Because at this moment, calling off a marriage would be really kind of unpleasant, but it's a lot easier than a divorce. You know,
that's what we agreed to make divorce not an option, but right now, I guess.
All right, I hear. But my dear, you've got 6 months before you actually have to decide, you know, to get this deal done. So I would sit down with her and say, I don't want to be your daddy. I don't want to say, well, you know, how come you didn't go to school today? I want us to be partners in this, which means I want you to take your role as my, you know, as my wife and partner and life mate seriously. I don't want to be the dad anymore. So let's figure out what kind of work you're going to do, how we're going to make decisions together. And you have at least a couple of months to try it out. If she says, Adam, that isn't what I signed on for. I'm the little Barbie doll. You're the daddy. If that isn't what you want, then I'd call off the marriage.
Okay.
And if you feel that somehow this isn't something you can do on your own, that you're gonna wilt, then I'd find a therapist and I'd do some work and I'd start it very quickly. Because either the two of you can renegotiate the terms of your relationship, at which point you go off together, or you cannot. If you cannot, you're much better off, even with the embarrassment of calling off a wedding, than trying to call off a marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? So you get started.
Okay.
And it sounds to me you have very specific concerns, and that's a good thing. Okay? Get started.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
You're right. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My husband and I have been married almost 2 years. He lives with paranoid schizophrenia, and it's managed very well with drugs, and he's under the care of a great doctor.
Okay.
His income is very limited. He's disabled and qualifies as that, and I'm the main breadwinner.
Okay.
And we're trying to buy a small home. His parents are wealthy but a bit stingy, and I don't know if his dad has ever really accepted my husband's diagnosis. My question is, do I have any right to ask his parents for help?
No.
Or talk to him about...
No,
okay.
I think he does. If he wants to do it, I wouldn't do it. I think you'll get yourself in more trouble than it's worth. Think of how you'd feel if he went to your family about something. I think this is his issue or not. And in the long run, the two of you are probably going to be better off self-reliant. Because if you ask and they say no, it's going to damage everything. So I'd be very careful about doing this. But I think it's his issue, not yours. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello. We love your show. Love your show. Please stay on the air.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm doing my best.
Okay.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. Dr. Joy, my question to you is, after 20 years of marriage and a little bit stressed out, myself and my husband, I've gained about close to 47 pounds, and my husband's stressed out too. Could stress cause... lack of sexual, I guess, inhibition, if you will.
Lack of inhibition? I don't think that's what you mean.
Pardon me?
I don't think that's what you mean. Lack of inhibition,
okay,
meaning the two of you are having better sex than you've ever had before?
No. Okay. No, quite the contrary.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I think you misspoke a bit.
I'm sorry.
Lack of libido? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you've already mentioned three factors.
Okay.
One is a long-term relationship in that, you know, that it's that a lot of what we associate with sexual attractiveness is just newness, is just novelty. So, sure, 20-year marriage, a little harder to get each other turned on. Sure. I mean, you know each other better, but there's a familiarity there that may breed a sexual competence, but not necessarily a sexual stimulation. So that's number one.
Okay.
Certainly stress, major problem with libido.
Really? For men?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay, so no excuse, right?
Well, and putting on weight for both of you. I mean, it's probably you're maybe less comfortable about your body. He may feel...
Oh, and I talk about it all the time, so you...
Yeah.
Right.
And let me just give you some insight, and then we'll go on together on what you want me to focus on here.
Okay. Okay.
But for an awful lot of men, believe it or not, their woman putting on weight really feels hurtful. I mean, the woman feels hurt because she thinks, well, he doesn't find me attractive.
Right.
What about, you know, the inner person? What about my heart, my soul?
Right.
You know, I don't mind when he loses his hair. But for a lot of men, what they feel is she doesn't really care about me. That if she were single, she'd lose the weight, she'd color her hair, she'd work out, and what am I, chopped liver? So weight, I mean, I know there was a book called Weight is a Feminist Issue, and I think that there is a reality to that. But there's also a psychological reality that says, you know, that for men, they take it personally. They feel sort of insulted that, gee, she doesn't put the effort in to make herself attractive to me anymore. So let's walk through this. What is it that, what specifically, I mean, you asked a question,
yes.
And I think the answer is yes, all three of those factors can contribute to lack of libido. How often are the two of you having sex?
Once a month.
How often would you like to have sex?
Three times a week.
How often?
Normal.
Have the two of you ever had sex three times a week?
Yes.
How recently?
4 months ago.
Okay. Well, so 4 months. So the weight presumably is not part of the issue because you didn't put on 47 pounds in 4 months. So there was a weight issue 4 months ago. The presumably 20-year marriage, the difference between a 20-year marriage and a 20-year and 4 months marriage isn't going to be much of an issue, which gets us pretty quickly to stress.
Okay.
All right. So what is he feeling a lot of stress at work?
Well, not just at work. Yes, that's correct. Children, they're getting older, and we'd like to relocate, but right now it's difficult to do that because of work.
Yeah, I mean, what's the situation? How old is your husband?
He is 48.
Okay. And what kind of work does he do?
Oh, no, do I have to tell you that?
No.
Okay, good.
Is it stressful work?
No, it's not stressful work. He has his own business. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, I mean, is the business doing poorly?
No. It's not doing poorly. In fact, it's doing quite well. It's just that the location where we live, we've wanted to relocate for several years. And because his business is doing pretty well, it's difficult to do so.
So where's the stress coming as far as you're concerned?
Relocating. So, we made a mistake and we moved in an area that...
When did you move?
6 years ago.
All right. So you moved 6 years ago and what's the mistake?
The mistake is for the last 4 years we're trying to leave and we can't because...
But honey, listen, it's not that I don't understand. Listen, I'm in the process of packing today, so let me tell you how empathic I am with the idea of moving. Where did I get all this junk, and how did it get so filthy, and why am I taking any of it with me?
Right.
So I'm clear about that. But none of that explains the last 4 months. Something happened 4 months ago.
Okay.
So you need to look for it. So you hear me saying that all of those factors will contribute, but if I mean, you're so clear about when things change that you need to look for something that's a lot closer to home. If the two of you, if his business, you know, if it's a major client sort of disappeared 4 months ago, if the two of you put the house on the market 4 months ago, if a parent had died 4 months ago, if he had an EKG of a friend that didn't look so good, if a friend dropped dead of a heart attack 4 months ago, it's something that happened 4 months ago. So you need to look more carefully at it. But yes, that can certainly affect libido. Is your husband taking any medication?
No.
Okay. Go look. You need to look close at home. Okay?
Okay.
And when you figure it out, call me. If you need me, you may not need me. But
I'll need you. You're great.
Okay.
I'll need you.
All right. Well, call me when you can figure out what it is.
Okay.
That if you need me to kind of help you walk him through it. But one of the things to do in the meantime is was he impotent 4 months ago?
No.
Never had a problem with impotence.
You know what? He's not impotent now. I mean, I guess I could. I mean, if you know.
He has early morning erections. You're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why waste them?
I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, the idea being that if he's tired and stressed, you know, that most women prefer sex at night because
right.
We really, I mean, let's be honest about it, we really like our sex romantic and sort of, you know, in soft focus and you know, blurry. And guys don't particularly. It's okay. And guys are perfectly content quite often with slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. We're
right.
Not particularly.
Right.
But if the two of you are having issues... Both of you really like sex. You're not having much sex. Sex at night isn't happening, and he has early morning erections. Don't waste them. All right?
You're right. Okay.
All right. There
okay.
you go.
Dr. Joy, thank you for your professionalism, and you are absolutely the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Karen.
You are welcome.
Talk to you if you need me.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very helpful. And a wise woman. I've called in before, and specifically, it was about, dealing with addiction with my adult son. But that was quite some time ago, and I ended up, just due to just almost dying myself. I'm going to Al-Anon, and I'm just wondering, just as a participant of Al-Anon and someone who's gotten so much out of it, wondering why oftentimes it's never mentioned on your show. Is
oh, honey, I mention it all the time. As recently as yesterday.
That's wonderful.
I'm a great fan of Al-Anon and AA. I don't think AA works for everybody, to be quite honest, but I think Al-Anon does. For the simple reason that you understand what you can do and what you can't do. And I think that that just as giving up alcohol is certainly a difficult thing, giving up the responsibility for someone else's giving up alcohol may be as difficult. And so, as I said, I don't think AA works for everybody. When it works, it's fantastic.
Right.
But as I said, I think Al-Anon does work for everybody, as does Narcanon. And because basically you realize it's not your fault. And it's not your issue. It's not your responsibility. And I think that, in and of itself, is huge and wonderful and important. So, yeah, no, as I said, as recently as yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm a psychotherapist. I've been into therapy. And it's like with my own child, my adult child, I was lost. I just couldn't do
sure.
it. So I finally surrendered to listening and hearing and just letting it, like, sink into myself. Into my heart, into my bones, because I was doing everything, pleading, talking, lecturing,
doesn't work,
providing, and it just feeds it.
Yeah.
And it
doesn't necessarily feeds it, but it certainly doesn't. I mean, because it's you taking responsibility for someone else's behavior, which
exactly.
is an easy way for them not to take responsibility. So.
Right. And as a parent, for me, I just have repeated that thinking that it's my job to take care of it. And I've been able to, quote unquote, help so many other people through the kind of work I do. But this person, whom I love the most, didn't come to me for help, and I was trying to give it. And finally, I realized it's me that needed the help on that level. So thank you for listening. It's just helpful to even speak about it because it adds to my confidence.
Well, no, and I'm glad you did call about it. And again, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, the people calling up and saying, hey, have you thought about this, is always helpful. And sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't. And, you know, and I don't expect that everybody listens every day for all 3 hours, although it breaks my heart to think you guys don't. No, it's not completely true. But as I said, I'm a great fan of anything that works. And I think that Al-Anon, that AA, I think, again, has a record that is somewhat enviable, but certainly not 100%, as opposed to Al-Anon and Narcanon, which are just extraordinarily effective because it's about letting go and just saying, you know, this isn't my problem. And as much as I love this person, I can't change them. And what I have to do is let go of my notion that there's something I could do here, because there's not.
Yeah, and that is like death.
Well, it's not like death. I think death is a little more permanent than that, but it's certainly difficult.
It feels like an emotional death.
Well, it's because, you know, that sense, and again, I think to say I'm powerless over my addiction, to be quite honest, I have some issues about that. But to say I'm powerless over somebody else's addiction, to me, makes a huge amount of sense. That it's if it's not something I created, then it's not something I can, if it's not something I'm doing, then it's something that I can't undo. But I can look at what I am doing and make sure that it's not contributing to an outcome that I deplore. So, and I think that, you know, that in some way it's equally important. I don't know if you heard Amber's call before, and Amber's called the program, and you can hear that there's that struggle of, you know, what can I do and can I not do? And she's choosing the wrong stuff to do and the wrong stuff not to do. So, but that all of us, you know, all of us need to sort of understand where our boundaries are and what things we're doing that are incredibly helpful and important, and what things we're doing that are just very destructive and not important. And sometimes, you know, it's really easy to see it in somebody else's behavior, and it's really complicated to see it in our own, because we don't see our own behavior objectively, nor should we. I mean, that's kind of why I'm planted here, I suppose, as part of it. And, you know, I think that people say, well, gee, how come, you know, people can't see it. And I said, well, try, you know, you're much better at seeing other people's problems than you are seeing your own. You know, we're not nearly as entangled in other people's problems. We're entangled in our own, as we should be.
Correct. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ann. Thanks for your call. You know what? Ann's call, I've got about 2.5 minutes here, I think, by my calculations. And I forgot to tell you about 3 movies that I meant to do during the movie reviews. And I know this isn't really primarily a program about movie reviews, and never is. But there are 3 movies that I caught up with that I really wanted to bring your attention, because I really liked all 3 of them in some ways. One is St. Vincent, which is the Bill Murray movie, and he was born to play this role. It's also got Naomi Watts in it, who has never been better. She's never been one of my favorite actresses, and she's wonderful in this, as is Melissa McCarthy, who I think is talented, but quite often misdirected in that she's just over the top. And this time, somebody kept her under control, and she's wonderful in this. It's a story that you've seen before about sort of the reprobate next-door neighbor and the innocent kid and how they interact with one another. Also, Chris O'Dowd is in it, but it's really wonderful.
He's one of my favorites.
He's terrific.
He's funny,
And he's wonderful, and there's a sweetness to him.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So St. Vincent's, absolutely put it on your to-do list. The Judge, which is the Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall movie, which didn't do very well. And I think the reason it didn't do very well is that it's kind of a sappy story to a certain extent, and they probably should have reined it in a little bit. But having said that, Robert Downey Jr. is wonderful in it with the world's worst haircut. I mean, here's a really good-looking man who's got the world's worst haircut. But it's worth seeing as well. And my pick, though, I love animation. I think 3 of the best movies this year are animation, which is The Lego Movie, How to Train Your Dragon 2, and Box Trolls. Box Trolls is perhaps the most, what's the word, subversive, smart, incredibly political animation you've ever seen. And Lego is too. All 3 of them, to a certain extent, are very smart. They're very sophisticated. They will appeal to your kids. The animation is great in all 3 of them. But Box Trolls, and I would have a hard time, except I think I probably have, because I think all 3 will certainly be nominated for Best Animation. And I would actually nominate all 3 of them for the Best Picture category as well. They are just brilliant, all 3 of them. But Box Trolls is really a revelation. Ben Kingsley is the voice in one of them. But so go catch up with Box Trolls, Judge, and St. Vincent. The Judge and St. Vincent. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.